Today I'm joined in the Outpost with singer-songwriter, American Idol finalist, and turkey hunter extraordinaire, Dexter Roberts. Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Tell me how Country Goes Hunting was.
Oh, it was fun. It's the first time I've ever been, and when I got down there, late Sunday night, and didn't get to roost me a bird, so I got in there with a bunch of guys, and, you know, we had a great time. We didn't get to seal the deal, but, you know, we had a great time. It was real, real interesting seeing everybody bringing their birds and then me not bringing in nothing at all.
Well, you know, they call it hunt. They don't call it killing.
Not,
they call it hunting.
Exactly.
You got to take part in the sport. Now, did you grow up hunting and fishing? You grew up in Fayette, Alabama. Did you turkey hunt when you were a kid?
Oh yes, sir. I killed my first turkey, I think, when I was like 10, and that's probably my first. That's probably been my first. First experience by myself that, you know, it was really, really crazy how I shot it, because my cousin wasn't even really turkey hunting. We were just walking out in the field and there was a turkey there, and then after that I was like, man, I gotta start doing this.
Yeah, you know? It's too easy when you just walk up on them. Although,
oh yeah,
the challenge is because I've got that heavy plumage. I have walked up on a turkey before and didn't shoot for the head, and, you know, he just kept walking. It's like I shot and shot and shot, and he just kept walking. I'm going, holy mackerel, man. It's like, am I shooting blanks here, or is it just like
a... So I'm saying, I actually shot at a turkey on Country Goes Hunting. I missed because I got a brand new A5 that I just got, and they hadn't made a lot of chokes for the A5, and man, I went up there and just used the regular full, and the turkey just stood there. We shot like 3 times, and my buddy's like, dude, something's on your shell. I was like, man, I don't think I got any pellets in here.
Shooting blanks. Making a lot of noise,
yeah,
but shooting blanks.
Yeah, just, yeah, scared them.
Well, now, are you out in a turkey field right now while we're talking?
Yes, I'm actually headed to one of my fields right now. We're going to try to steal the deal since we couldn't do it in Georgia.
Well, good. Well, good luck, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You have a new record that dropped, 2 days ago?
Yes, sir. It's called Dream About Me. It's my single. It's called Dream About Me, and the album is called Dream About Me. And it's been such a crazy 2 years, really, because, you know, just a few years ago, I was just, you know, regular old, I still am regular old Dexter, but, you know, it's just a lot of stuff has changed. You know, I've been really, really blessed. God's really, really blessed me every day.
Well, that's great. Well, now this is when can we download it?
You can do it right now. You can go to iTunes, but you can get my album. You can get it on imdexterroberts.com. It's imdexterroberts, and you just go and you can go the, you know, the little cash cart, whatever it is, and click on it and get it. I think it's just like $5 or $10. Yeah, man, it's
oh man,
I've been
a deal.
Really, really
it's a deal for
it.
I mean, it's...
Do what now?
Yeah, well, tell me something about the record. Who's anybody?
Yeah,
anybody special on it? Any good writers?
Yeah, Don Goodman. He wrote. He actually the first guy that I went and wrote with up there in Nashville. And Don Goodman wrote "Old Red Flagship," and I was so excited about, you know, writing with him and him being on the record. And he actually wrote some more songs with me that's on the record. It's a 4-song EP. And a song I wrote is called "Heaven Is a Small." I didn't write, but Ash Bowers wrote it, and I was so excited about being able to do that, because the kind of artist I want to be is I want to, you know, write songs that everybody can relate to. Everybody can, you know, like hear that song that I write or sing, and like, man, you know, they lived it. They lived that, and you know, I don't want to sing about, you know, driving down back road, drinking a beer, and you know, just a lot of the bro country. You know, I'm not knocking them down, because everybody, you know, good songs, but it's just stuff that I don't want to, that I'm not going to be writing, you know, trying not to write. But, I just want to write something that, you know, somebody can listen to, like, you know, change their day. You know, they're having a bad day, but man, you know, that helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a song called "Heaven Is a Small Town" that I think everybody's going to enjoy. And I'm really excited for everybody to hear it.
Well, how big a town is Fayette, Alabama?
Man, I tell you what, we've got a few stop signs. We got a Walmart. You know, it's a little farm town, man. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's really not that big. I can't remember how many people live yeah. there, but.
Well, I grew up in Brady, Texas, which is probably smaller
Texas.
This is probably smaller than Fayette, Alabama. We had a couple of stop signs and a Walmart too, so I probably yeah. share some of the same experiences you have.
Yeah, well, see, I live in a little it's Fayette County what I live in, but it's called a little a community called Hubbardville, Alabama,
uh-huh.
where I actually live at.
Uh huh.
And yeah, it's just a little farm. We don't even have stop signs.
That is a small. Well, I got to say, Brady, I think we got you. I think Brady's a little bit bigger than that. If you don't have
yeah.
any stop signs, we have. I grew up yeah. on a farm, and probably about the same thing you did. I mean, you kind of discover the outdoors, and you get interested
yeah.
in it. And you know, it's funny how I think I read somewhere that. When you had gone through the American Idol thing, and I want to come back and talk about that in a minute, but they were going out on tour, and didn't you have a tick bite or something that made you very sick?
Yeah. Yeah, I got bit by a tick when I was in Russellville, Kentucky. I went up there on a turkey hunt and got bad sick after, and I did 6 tour dates on American Idol, and 6 big tour dates, and after them 6, I was like, man, you know, they was like, dude, you're getting bad sick. You know, I couldn't eat. I done lost like 20 pounds. Like,
oh, my
weeks.
Gosh. Oh, so it was yeah, Rocky Mountain. Was it Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
Yes, sir. Rocky Mountain spotted
oh,
fever. And
man.
If you want to lose weight, don't get bit by tick. Because, you know, it's
yeah.
better than Jenny Craig, you know, by losing weight. It feels
yeah.
like crap.
Yeah, not. I think I'm going to go Jenny Craig then, if that's okay
yeah,
with
do
you.
Yeah, Jenny Craig.
Well, let's talk about American Idol a little bit. We talked to... couple of people that have been in the finalists and have gone through that whole experience, and for the life of me, I can't understand whether it's a blessing or a curse. What is it? Is it a is being
well,
on
I
that
tell
show
you what,
a blessing or a curse?
You know, God put me there for a reason, and you know, he you know, I like being on, you know, I like being going through the process and stuff like that. But it is a blessing because, you know, I couldn't be where I am at today if it wasn't for American Idol and it wasn't for people, you know, knowing me and stuff. And I'm really, you know, I'm really, really blessed for having American Idol. But I wouldn't go and do it again.
Yeah, I can imagine that. It seems.
It's stressful. It is. It's really stressful. Stressful kind of show.
Yeah, they always say, it's kind of like I'm a writer, and they always say that you've got an entire lifetime to write the first book, and the second one they want in 2 weeks. So you
yeah,
got,
exactly.
you know, you spend your entire life getting ready for something like American Idol, and then you do
yeah.
it, and you get in the finals, and all of a sudden people say, we got 10 other things you need to do now, and it's like you're compressing everything very fast.
Yeah, exactly. You don't when you do it, when you cut like, American Idol, it's like, you don't have enough time to really enjoy that you're on the show. Like, man, you know, I just made American Idol. You don't get the time to enjoy it because you're having to go left and right doing other stuff.
Right. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to your turkey hunting, and I hope you seal the deal on this one this afternoon. Dexter, you're a nice young man, and we wish you all the best. But again, happy hunting, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.